This morning, HPR's News Director Bill Dorman joins us as we listen to some of the feedback sent in following our story on the arrest of Hawaii resident Nick Oakes in Washington, D.C. last week.
Catherine, Nick Oakes is the founder of Proud Boys Hawaii. He was, as you say, at the Capitol in Washington as part of that riot last week. He was arrested on his return to Honolulu, charged with unlawful entry into restricted buildings or grounds. He appeared in court on Monday morning. We covered that on the program. We then played a short excerpt from an interview that Noe Tanigawa did with Oakes 3 years ago when he was organizing a chapter of that right-wing extremist group, the Proud Boys, that the Southern Poverty Law Center calls a hate group. We heard from several listeners who were very upset that we played that. Here's Marcus Daniel from Oahu.
Hi, my name's Marcus Daniel, and I'm on Oahu. I'm just calling to criticize your airing of an old interview with, I think it's Nick Oakes of the Proud Boys, one of the leaders and founders of the Proud Boys in Hawaii. I believe that he was actually involved in this assault on the Capitol. In any case, I just think it's really, really in poor taste to air that self-justifying load of beep bull on the radio so soon after the events in Washington. This is a white supremacist organization, whatever they say about Western chauvinism, that has played a really insidious role in recent politics, is an unapologetic supporter of Trump. And I just cannot believe that you've chosen to take this particular moment to rebroadcast that. It's just astonishing. Anyway, thank you. Bye.
Similar reaction from J. Travis Burgesson on The Big Island, who wrote in part, "I'm dismayed and disappointed in your decision to rerun an out-of-date interview with Nicholas Oakes on The Conversation yesterday, rather than wait for an opportunity to press him on his participation on the insurrection, attempting to stop a key function of our democratic process. You aired what can only be called a softball interview, amounting to a PR opportunity for his local group of proud thugs." He also added, "Whoever made the decision to use the old piece should come forward and apologize for the disservice to the HPR listening audience." And finally, Dieter wrote in to say, "Today I'm torn about your interview with Mr. Oakes. It was very illuminating to hear his slickly presented misogynistic and racist drivel. But hours later, my mind is still reeling about having someone like that in our community. And I wonder if even those few minutes of airtime was too much. Aloha, Dieter." So I did want to come forward myself and talk a bit about why we did this, share a little bit of the thinking behind this. And let me start by saying I hear that criticism. I hear you. I feel the pain in those reactions, and I don't minimize any of that. This is never about giving Nick Oakes a platform, but rather about understanding something more about this person who has local links and is very much part of this story. Nick Oakes was part of the mob at the Capitol. He was arrested, as I said, coming off a return flight to Honolulu. We re-aired the interview from several years ago to help answer a basic question and curiosity for our listeners. Who is this guy? As I mentioned, we started off a segment with a report about his arrest on a charge of unlawful entry into restricted buildings or grounds. He was released on a $5,000 bond and faces up to a year in prison if convicted. Noe interviewed him 3 years ago, and we felt that re-airing a portion of that would help give our listeners some context and background to help answer that very basic question, who is this person? Several years ago, Noe was early to report that he was organizing a Proud Boys chapter at the University of Hawaii. And while many people may not be comfortable with a group like that being in our community, we felt it was important for our listeners to know that it does exist here. And since the time that interview first aired, by the way, Oakes ran for the state legislature. He got nearly a third of the votes of those who cast ballots. Noe did challenge him on a number of points, and his own comments during the interview give a pretty clear picture of who he is. The idea is never to give him a platform. He showed himself for what he is in his own words, and we have confidence in our listeners being able to hear that. But we also hear the criticism. The intent here was to add content and context that could help lead to a deeper understanding of one of the threads of what is unquestionably an extremely disturbing and potentially dangerous time for this country.